From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Graham. Roger Hannigan-Gilson is reporting for the Times Union. 1 million state residents, or about 14% of the population, still have no broadband internet, and low-income residents are far more likely to lack the service. New York State Comptroller Thomas DiNapoli came to Hudson on September 14th to present the findings of his report with other elected officials. According to the Federal Communications Commission, or the FCC, more than 98% of residents have access to broadband. This just means the service is offered at their place of residence, the report found. DiNapoli said a lack of broadband was disproportionately concentrated in poor and elderly households. The study found that 36.2% of households with incomes less than $20,000 had no broadband, while only 4.5% of households with incomes above $75,000 lacked the service. At the press conference, U.S. Representative Antonio Delgado compared the government's efforts to provide broadband to all corners of the state to President Franklin Roosevelt's Rural Electrification Act of 1936, which brought electricity to farming communities across the country. In the Hudson Valley, Greene County had the highest proportion of people without broadband at 18.2%, while Putnam had the lowest with 6.5%. Read the full story in the Times Union. Melanie Lekasevic is reporting for Columbia Green Media. A representative of the Schenectady-based construction management firm recently presented a conceptual site plan to the new Baltimore Planning Board for the building of a new medical facility on Route 9W. Greg Barkstrom, director of real estate development for LaChase Construction, told the board the details of the project are not immediately known because the company is awaiting land use approval before developing a specific plan. Barkstrom said, and I quote, "It will be one, maybe two medical buildings. It would be on what is known as the Dumphy site on Route 9W," end quote. That property currently houses an abandoned restaurant space in poor condition, Barkstrom said. He said, and I quote, "It has been vacant for a long time. The place is falling down," end quote. The Chase is looking to merge two adjacent properties for the project. Barkstrom told the board, and I quote, "There are two parcels associated with this. They will be combined. One is 5.8 acres and the other is 2.3 acres, end quote. The area is zoned Development Multifamily Residential, or DMR, which expressly does not permit medical facilities. Barkstrom said, and I quote, "In that DMR zone, medical is specifically prohibited, so we are looking for a use variance to allow a medical facility," end quote. Before the project can move forward, the Zoning Board of Appeals would have to make a determination to allow a medical facility in the DMR zone. Planning Board Chair Robert Van Eaton referred the matter to the Zoning Board of Appeals for review of the use variance request. Barkstrom said LaChase will likely bring the matter to the ZBA later this month. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Syracuse.com is reporting seven schools located in upstate New York made U.S. News & World Report's 2022 list of the 100 best colleges in America. Cornell University was the top-ranked school upstate. The Ithaca School tied with Rice University in Houston for number 17 in the overall national rankings. Cornell also ranked 8th for business programs, 21st for most innovative schools, and 22nd for best value. Six other upstate New York schools made the top 100 nationally, including three SUNY schools. The University of Rochester was named number 34 overall, followed by Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute in Troy at number 55, Syracuse University at number 59, and Binghamton University at number 83. Stony Brook University and the University at Buffalo tied for number 93. Binghamton, Stony Brook, and Buffalo also ranked among the top 40 public schools in the nation. Princeton University again ranked first in the rankings released September 13th. Columbia University, Harvard University, and MIT tied for second place, and Yale University rounding out the top five. The same top five as last year. Other New York schools with notable ranking include Hamilton College, Skidmore College, Union College, and St. Lawrence University. The U.S. News annual college ranking are based on student-faculty ratio, tuition, campus life, financial aid, application requirements, and postgraduate earning data, and more. Read more about this story at Syracuse.com. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.